Good morning, everybody, and welcome again out into the bush. It's a cool day again today, and that doesn't bother me. It's perfect. Well, we all know that Jesus is a great storyteller, and he would use common things to illustrate spiritual truth. So today is no exception, because he tells the story about a vine. A few things to keep in mind. In Jesus' day, everywhere you look, you would find a vineyard or some grapevines. So when Jesus would talk about a vine, his disciples would know just exactly what he's talking about. Well, what kind of spiritual truth could you illustrate with a vine? Well, we're going to let Jesus tell that story. Father, help us to see what Jesus is trying to get at today. It's an important point that we all need to know so we can grow and mature and become more like Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go with me to John chapter 15 and let's get started. Verse number 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Over the years, so many people have memorized these verses, but just to memorize them doesn't do it. You've got to get into it, find out what Jesus is talking about. So he says, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. There's something we need to know here. Jesus is speaking to Jews. And ancient Israel was known as God's vine. But as you know, that vine became corrupt. And the fruit was pretty much useless. Well, Jesus says, I am the true vine. So for these Jewish men, their story had just changed. And they knew what Jesus meant. Then Jesus says, my Father is the vine dresser. God will look after the vine. Let me say it again. God will look after the vine. He will cut the dead wood out when it was necessary. He will prune the fruitful branches when necessary. That's just what Jesus says next. Verse number 2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Well, I know a lot of people think that this removing is losing your salvation, but I don't believe that, because I believe that would contradict a lot of other scriptures. But one thing is for sure, if you're not bearing fruit, God's not going to let you hang around and hinder the ones that are bearing fruit. He will prune it. He'll get rid of the dead wood. Well, how does he do that? Well, that's his business, and he's good at it. One more thing that jumps out here. The main purpose of the vine is bearing fruit. For Israel, that would have been obedience and justice. But for the church, that would mean living a life directed and infused and connected to Jesus. Well, I believe that is a life that's characterized with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. How are we doing with those things? Well, but you see, the Father's job is to help the vine to produce fruit. Again, I believe that fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those things we know, according to the teaching of Paul, is the fruits of the Spirit. I believe that is the fruit of the vine. Again, how are you going with that? Now go over to verse number 3, and Jesus says, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. The disciples were cleansed by the teaching of Jesus. He fixed them up and straightened them up with his teaching. For you and I, we can go to the Word of God. Paul said by the washing of the water of the Word. Get into God's Word. That will clean you up. So, God's Word, the Bible, will show us where we've fallen. It will expose us when we're hiding. It will encourage us when we are broken. But now Jesus zeroes in something that we need to hear, because right here is where we grow and mature. Make sure you catch this. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Let me get this straight. All I have to do is abide in Jesus and I will grow and bear much fruit. Sound pretty simple, doesn't it? But this is important. We must abide or connect with Jesus. Now, one thing to note, this abide is not a noun. It's a verb. It means continual action. It means to actively pursue. For me, that's the absolute center of where I should be with Jesus. I need to pursue Jesus. I need to learn more about him. I need to spend more time with him. To me, that's the only way that I can grow as a Christian, and I believe it's the only way that you can grow as a Christian. So why do I think it is so important to spend time with Jesus? Well, Paul says in Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 18, this is speaking of Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. That's why I've got to be connected to Jesus. That's why you've got to be connected to Jesus. And if we want to bear fruit, that is the only way. Now watch what Jesus says in verse number 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Again, I don't believe this is a Christian who's backslidden or a Christian who's lost his salvation. I don't believe that. But I do believe it's somebody who professes to follow Jesus that's a phony, just like Judas Iscariot. You see, God knows who and who is not in the body. He knows the real branches and those who are not real branches. And he will cut the phony ones away to where they won't hinder the real ones. And again, that's God's business. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Remember, abiding in Christ is the same as remaining in Christ. So, are we actively pursuing Jesus in our lives? I don't think there's a lot of people that's doing that these days. You see, I think a lot of us get our fire insurance paid up. We know we're forgiven going to heaven, but then we forget Jesus and we don't get any closer to him. Folks, I think that's pretty much a phony. Make sure we stay connected to Jesus. That way we can bear fruit. Now, verse number 8, and I want to read this from the New American Standard. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Did you catch that? Bearing fruit is proof that someone is a disciple. Also, it brings glory to the Father. So bearing fruit brings glory to the Father and proves that we're truly connected to Jesus. So is your life characterized by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Well, it should be, and mine should be as well. You see, I believe that a Christ-like character can only take place by allowing Jesus to live his life in us. We're going to play a song at the end that kind of illustrates that. So, all the things that Christians do, praying, faithfulness, reaching others for Christ, all of those things flow naturally from a life that's fully connected to Jesus. The effort needs to be put in connecting to Jesus and allowing Him to live His life through us. So the simple lesson from Jesus' illustration of a vine is that if we will remain in Jesus and pursue and actively surrender to His life in us, then we will be exactly where Jesus wants us to be. Then Christian character and reaching others will happen naturally. It doesn't have to be forced. It doesn't have to be worked up. But when we stay connected to Jesus, that will just flow through us. So, are you abiding in Jesus? Are you pursuing Him? Are you connected to Him? Are you making it your life's focus to know Jesus and to get closer? Well, I believe that is the only place that we can find the absolute perfect will of God for us, is to be connected to Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for this simple story of a vine. Now help us learn it and help us to grow. In Jesus' name, amen.